So as I said, my next guest is on the line. He's Primo Baloyi. He's a content creator. He is an internet personality. He's also a sports commentator. He's also the son of Lucas Radebe, which is absolute. He's probably so tired of hearing about that. But we're going to be talking about the Bafana. I'll get you in just one sec. Bafana versus Mexico match. I'm going to ask him what it means to be a true Bafana fan and what his predictions are. So, Primo, so fantastic to have you with us on Chai FM. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
How's it? Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
So you're a real sports guy at heart. That's what my producer tells me. And when you 100%. Talk, 100%. Apparently, when you talk about Bafana, there's like real pride and passion there. And that's what I want to ask you. What does being a true Bafana fan look like to you?
I mean, being a true Bafana fan is being a real South African. There's not many differences to that, you know? I mean, we've watched Bafana be a team that was birthed with the birth of our democracy, you know, and we've seen it grow ups and downs, you know, three World Cups later, we hosting the first World Cup on African soil, and now we have a chance to repeat the first game and get revenge on what should have been our most prideful moment in 2010, this one thing we've been building up towards. So I think just remaining there and remembering that Bafana is a team that has done really amazing things before, and it's not far-fetched for us to believe that they can do some amazing things again.
So that's actually really interesting, because that's a great segue to my next question, which is all about the way we as South Africans support Bafana. And I mean, it seems like the support they get from us is pretty unconditional. We support them with absolutely everything we have, even when they put us through hell and back. And I want to ask you personally, like, what's that roller coaster, that emotional roller coaster like for you?
No, for me, it's like what other things are in life, relationships, supporting other sports. Mm. Life is not a straight line. Like, I don't know what we would be looking for if you're looking for life to be a straight line, especially not a soccer team, you know? Mm. Orlando Pirates had us waiting 14 years for a title. Chiefs got one title in the last 10 years. You know, Sundowns has been showing us something for the past 9 years, but they got the second cap in a while. So nothing is ever a straight line. And I think just believing in the process, trusting the boys, trusting what Hugo Bruce has been cooking up, you know, I mean, he was looking forward to this World Cup at the beginning of his tenure. And basically his goals and dreams are also coming to fruition. So let's not doubt what's working. Let's not doubt it.
Just tell me from you personally, and I'm staying with this question just because I'm having fun with it. Those highs, I mean, how high does it get? Do you kind of jump up and down and break things? And the lows, how bad does it get? Do you kind of collapse in a pile and weep? No. Or how bad does it get?
No. Let me tell you, the problem is I also used to play football myself. Uh-huh. So when the lows get very low, I feel like a player. I feel like I'm in the change room. My heart is very broken. Okay. It's very much a breakup. You know, it's especially now that we're in winter and the boys are in summer. Them losing that side will feel even worse for us here in the cold, you know. Will literally be left out in the cold. All the fans that are in the sun will enjoy themselves. We do not want to be caught fighting for gas, you know, while we've just coming off a loss, you know, fighting for blankets, trying to stay warm in this cold weather, and also be fighting the feelings that we could be a lot better, especially after this first game, especially after this revenge game, and especially how everybody on social media has been commentating against South Africa.
Okay, so you're superb. You're very good at this because you absolutely know where I'm going with each question. That's the next question. And also, just bear in mind, you're talking to somebody who knows that soccer has a football in it. That's about it. So now you really need to talk to me like soccer 101 for dummies. But I want to talk about this clash tonight, the Mexico clash. When you look at the two teams, compare for me the styles, the energy, the mentality. What do I need to know about what's going to happen?
So the nice thing is that Mexico is one of the strongest teams in North America. I mean, obviously, there's only 3-4 teams in North America. Mm. But Mexico has this sterling record at their home stadium. They never lose there. And then comes these underdogs who kind of proved to them 10 years ago that something can happen. But 10 years is a very long time
Yes.
to judge
Yes.
performance. You know, you can't think we're going to do the same. But we have really promising things in the team right now. We're one of the only homegrown teams. I think we're the second team with the most homegrown players, if not all the players are from South Africa after Brazil. And they are a team of not so many homebreds, but the advantage of that is that they have a lot of international players in other leagues. So they have a defender who plays in Serie A, which would be considered something for us to worry about. They have a striker who plays in the EPL, which we would be considered something to worry about.
Yeah.
They have promising young talent. They have La Liga players. But the good thing is we have the same. We have great young talent that is in the MLS and in Mbogazi. We have a great EPL striker ourselves in Lyle Foster. So this is kind of another pound for pound match where we looked at as the dark horse, and apparently we're going to get beat just because they have more international players. But we are coming in with so much will, with so much motivation. We have half the
Interesting.
team is PSL champions, half the team is African champions. So there's a lot of motivation, there's a lot of drive. And there's a lot of need to prove themselves. So it's going to be a beautiful matchup.
So the Mexicans apparently are known for the intensity and their crowd atmosphere. I mean, let's be real, they're way closer to the match or the supporters are than we are. To what extent is that going
Course.
to affect the Bafana? And to what extent do you think our guys are actually going to be disadvantaged by the very loud support that's going to be given to Mexico?
I mean, pressure is pressure. No matter what happens, you're going to face pressure. And I mean, they're just going in a high pressure situation, the same way Mexico had a high pressure situation 10 years ago when they came here. So the beautiful thing about sports is that the pressure brings the best out of everything. We'll see sparks when it's tense. So the problem is Mexico hasn't lost at the Azteca Stadium in a very long time. They've had this nice little unbeaten record. They home. This is the opening game. There's going to be immense noise, but being the underdog in that kind of situation is a little bit better. Not having the pressure to be the best, but having the pressure to not be the worst of the situation. I think the boys have the better off of the two. You know, I mean, South Africa scored first in their challenge in the opening game last year to break the tension, and then Mexico could kind of come back and equalize. So we're hoping that even if we score first, I'm saying as long as we get one goal in this first game, we have proved that we're ready. We have proved that we're ready for the rest of the tournament.
Interesting stuff, man. So every fan has got that one player that they absolutely trust with everything, with their life. Who's that player for you in this match, and why is that the player?
Personally, my PSL player of the year, Oswin Apollos, I'm looking for him to get a goal and to register at least 3 goals this World Cup. Beautiful, crazy attacker, very aggressive, very intense. And I think he takes big games as challenges, you know. He takes well to the pressure. We saw him in Spain in the preseason games when he was just lighting it up in Marbella. So, and he's been doing a very good job holding it down Orlando Pirates and being kind of the talisman in South African attack lately, especially in South Africa. So for me, Oswin Apollos is my guy. Teboho Mokoena, a close second. That's
Okay.
Captain Fantastic. Captain Fantastic, when he's on the field, we are immaculate, we are sound, we are good. But Oswin Apollos for me, player to watch.
Final question for you this afternoon. And let's get brave about it. I want your prediction. Not
Sure.
just the score, but why you see the way the game going that way.
Whew, this is a tough one. You're gonna put me on the spot here, and people are gonna
But
hold
that's the
me to it. You're gonna
intention.
get me into
That's the
trouble.
intention.
Ish. So
Yes.
I'm not taking another HFL interview. So I'm
Okay.
thinking another 1-1 draw. I'm thinking another 1-1 draw. Mexico might slip and be lucky there, but and have a 2-1 on us. But I definitely think we're going to score a goal, and we're aiming to draw the first game just to start the tournament off on a nice foundational note.
Here's hoping you are spot on. Primo Baloyi, I have enjoyed every single moment of chatting to you, and please accept the next Chai FM booking when they ask. It's been awesome. Thank you for your time. Thank you for being with us this afternoon.